Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
When she was mine, I used to nick back time. Oh, she wanted more than I.
Hey, get out and enjoy. What a great day. I had friends from Chicago in for the game last night. They're sitting down. They bought some tickets last
minute. Oh, they ended up buying the tickets. That was that awkward question.
Yeah, he said, hey, we're coming down. Are tickets hard to come by? And I said, no, they're not that. So they went online, bought some tickets, had great seats along the first baseline, and I went down to see them.
43,000 last night.
And a lot of Cub fans, and they said, man, this weather is great. Is this a St. Louis summer night? And I said, well, it's not typically. What are we, last night in July? No, it's typically not this nice. It was beautiful. Really fun being there at the park. Finale of the series tonight. Also, to Frank's theory, the wedding theory. We'll just call it the wedding theory.
Not that I'm an advocate of it, just an observer.
Observer. So Frank has said famously, because Monique is his first wife, and he said,
that's how she's introduced.
From now on, this is my first wife, has said, you know, if you get divorced after your first wife, there's a chance you're gonna make a mistake and get remarried too quickly.
Kids are raised. Yeah. They're out of the house. You're looking at each other. You're kind of bored. People say that.
And then you end up remarried too quickly.
Overreacting.
It's a mistake. But the third one is the one you really get right. That's what Frank. So, no offense to Monique. The third one is the one you really.
Actually, maybe Monique's theory.
Yeah, why don't we get her on the line? So, my friend from Chicago, and I had met his first wife and kids I loosely knew, and I said, now he's got another young son. I said, so that was your second wife? He said, well, we didn't actually get married. He said, what happened was, after the divorce, he said, you know, I wasn't thinking straight. I kind of got a quick rebound, and I got together with this gal real quick. And I said, okay, kind of like the second wife. He said, but it was a mistake. And he said, if I do it again, I'm going to get it right. And I said, there it is, the third wife. I was like, hold on. Do you mind if I put you on speaker and you repeat this story for Frank?
Now, we're not going quite the Ahmad Rashad thing where you have five wives, but.
Yeah. All right. End of the day, we always throw things at Hoff. Hey, look this up. Look that up. And then we also get a lot of things wrong, so we recap it all at the end.
The end of the day.
Okay, when's the end of the day?
At the end of the day, it's going to be tough to tell someone they might not be in it.
At the end of the day, even though there's moments where you're like, I don't want to do this.
Warren G. Harding did die in office in 1923. The history buffs out there might recognize him from the Teapot Dome scandal, his biggest issue while in office. Do you know who was his vice president who then took over for him, succeeded him?
Give me initials.
CC. What are you, Doug Vaughn?
Calvin Coolidge. Calvin.
Yes.
Yeah. Sabathia.
Dallas Keuchel signed after the MLB draft, so there was no draft pick compensation, which would be an excuse the Cardinals would use to not bring in a better player, for just 1 year, $13 million to the Atlanta Braves, and has been better than, say, Michael Wacha, who is now a full-time participant in your rotation.
God, it really is a fingers crossed mentality for the next 2 months.
Oh, goodness.
We hope it works.
Boy, his voice, John, and I respect him, and I know he's done a fine job as a GM, but the voice really does annoy a lot of St. Louis.
It really does.
It's kind of erudite and Thurston Howell III scarf wearing.
I feel like that's increased, too, that sentiment. And it's basically our text line is my sample size. But we get more and more texts about his voice every time he plays now than we did, say, 5 years ago.
Even though he's not from here, if he were here, Martin, you would guess he went to high school where? Give me a couple choices.
Burroughs.
Will do. Priory, MICDS. That's
his name should be Harding Moselock. You talk about
very well played, Ozzy. Nice work.
Yeah, whether it's fair or not, I do think it's adding to some folks' animosity.
In terms of gross percentage, the Astros' chances of winning the World Series, about the same, but in Vegas, they are now the co-favorites with the Dodgers to win the World Series. And the Vegas would factor more so the Greinke acquisition than, say, the Fangraphs odds would.
Oh, that's good.
So that's what you're looking for. Hey, this is the last season of expanded September rosters. Starting next year, I believe it will be a full-time 28-man roster. So this will be the last chance you'll see for a 40-man expanded roster for the last month of the season.
Wait a minute. So next season, instead of having a 25-man roster during the regular season, it's 28?
28.
Huh.
For the whole season?
For the whole year.
Wow. Can you imagine if La Russa had access to that and all the pitching moves he'd be making?
You know what's funny is he's an advocate of limitation, like not bringing a guy in for one. And I said, you realize people will point out that that's kind of hypocritical. He said, no. As he said, now people are doing it. He said, I was at a reason. He said he thinks people are doing it now just to be cute and to do it. He said it's overdone, that it used to be done for specific reasons. So I'm paraphrasing.
You know, because
the rule is going to be you have to face three. Right. He thinks it should be two. I hate the three because the guy gives up a grand slam, the next guy hits a homer, and you have to keep him out there. It's silly.
Yeah.
He lives to needle people. You can tell he spent his whole life in locker rooms and clubhouses. Like, I didn't have a microphone. I had a lavalier. I didn't have a stick mic. So I'm saying, can you run this underneath your shirt? He goes, why do you always have to be so much trouble? And then with Walt, I had Brooke from Channel 4 just interviewed him. So I kind of razzed Brooke. I said, okay, Walt, now it's time for the varsity to interview you. And then so during the interview, I had a little audio issue. And he goes, I didn't have that problem with Brooke.
It's karma.
That's right.
The Toronto Blue Jays had a fairly active deadline. Sogard, Stroman, David Phelps, Daniel Hudson. Among the players dealt, I bring this up because Blue Jays GM Ross Atkins had a conference call recapping it all, and he said this, and I hate it. And sometimes baseball deserves to be waning in popularity, and this sentence is an example of that.
Oh, I thought he said that. No, he didn't say that it deserves to be waning.
He said this, quote, today we turned 14 years of control into 42 years of control.
Boring.
Wow.
Which is such a terrible way to sell your team to the fan base.
Yeah, we just gave up.
So bad.
That is bad.
Sometimes you just deserve to be lagging behind the NBA in terms of future popularity, and that's an example of it.
We joked about this the last couple of years with the Cardinals when the awards week. Tomorrow we'll announce the Cy Young winner, and on Wednesday we'll do Rookie of the Year, Manager of the Year, and then later in the week the Cardinals will accept Best Use of the 40-man.
And two more quick things before we wrap up the show. For baseball, Cardinal fans in particular, if you're mad about the Cardinals, pissed off about the deadline, think maybe they're deceiving you, good news, only 2.5 more seasons until there's a strike and you won't have to worry about a trade deadline in 2022. Oh. And finally, a happy note, happy birthday to my wife.
Oh, very nice.
How are you celebrating?
Myself, my wife, and her parents, she picked Mia Sorella, which is kind of a middle point between our house and her parents'
Interesting.
House.
Interesting. I think this means, Martin, that it's on scholarship for Brian and I.
Oh,
he
goodness.
Will not have to pay for his wife's birthday.
Oh, this gets worse, actually, because tomorrow night, it's Friday, we're going out and I'm using a gift card. For dinner. And that's the dinner that just the two
but
of us are
you're married, you
on.
Can do that. When you're dating, it's a little tricky. Yeah. That's when you're dating, especially early on, you got a gift card, you tell the waiter, just give this to me quietly. Just take this back real quick.
Yeah, or go to the restroom and then pull the waiter. Yeah.
Not that Frank would know, because that would involve paying in some fashion for a meal.
There's a guy that wrote, Harvey McKay, one of the great salesmen of all time, he wrote Swimming with the Sharks. And whenever he would take a client out, he would always call ahead and give them the Visa, put on a 20% tip. So when they're finished with their dinner, okay, thanks very much. And just so it just kind of looked good. You know, you didn't have to worry about
it. There was no transaction.
Yeah, it's really a neat way to do it.
That awkward moment. Like when Jim Edmonds took the morning grind out to dinner at spring training. Then the bill came, and Jim and Tim stared at each other, and I pretended to grab for it.
Oh, gosh.
And Edmonds is like, no, I got it. I said, and are you sure? And then Jim's like, doesn't have anything in his wallet. Don't worry. And then Jim said, hey, my whole life, everybody expects me to pay, because, Martin, even if you were faking it, I appreciate the effort.
All right, that's the end of the day.
Good work, Brian. Maryville University sponsored the phone lines. Each new student is assigned a life coach who's a knowledgeable resource for academic advising, mentoring, campus networking, career guidance, and all things Maryville. They are a terrific university. Go to maryville.edu. Also, we want to thank the great people from Hollywood Casino for being our title sponsor for so long. Hollywood Casino has so much activity going on. Monique and I like to go to 99 Hops House and just do a little bit of people watching because there are some interesting people hanging out at Hollywood Casino every night. Great food items. that Final Cut Steakhouse, one of the great steakhouses in St. Louis. Tomorrow we are in studio, I believe, and we'll be joined by Charles Tuna Edwards.
Yes, Strick is out. Programming notes, so please tune in. Strick is on vacation this week, Slop at 10, and our good friends at Schnucks, we're going to be at Concord Plaza in August. The world tour continues, and with the fall and the prep season beginning, we'll bring back, of course, the High School Athlete of the Week. Looking forward to that. Of course, Schnucks would sponsor the High School Athlete of the Week because they're about the kids, they're about the community. We appreciate Schnucks being a great sponsor of this program. The Cam Jansen Extravaganza is next.